From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate is poised to take one more procedural vote on health care overhaul legislation. This is a vote intended to block a proposed Republican filibuster of the bill. GOP senators are opposed to much of the legislation for several reasons: its cost, its reach, and New Hampshire Republican Senator Judd Gregg says it's being passed too quickly.
Why are we doing it so fast then? I mean, why aren't we out there 2 weeks from now still airing out this bill and allowing the legislative process to work the way it's supposed to work?
If the Senate passes health care legislation, it still must be reconciled with a House version, a process that is expected to be rocky. Ford Motor Company says it has settled the terms for the sale of Volvo to a Chinese auto company. The automaker says closing of the sale will likely happen in the second quarter of next year. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
Ford bought the Swedish carmaker in 1999 for $6 billion. The Detroit automaker is expected to let Volvo go for far less, perhaps a third of what it paid. Ford says it's worked out the details of the sale with Geely, the largest private auto company in China. Geely said in a statement it expects to sign a stock purchase agreement with Ford as part of the deal. Swedish officials are worried about what the sale will mean, and Geely has tried to reassure them, saying Volvo will keep its independent management in Sweden. The company also says it will protect Volvo's reputation for safety. Geely must still obtain financing and government approval before the sale can go through. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
The government says that sales of new homes dropped in November. The Commerce Department reports they were down more than 11%. That is the lowest monthly report on new home sales since April. The Colorado man responsible for the so-called Balloon Boy hoax will face 90 days in jail. Richard Heaney could also face significant fines. A judge will decide that in January. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Richard Heaney appeared to choke back tears as he told the judge he's sorry. Heaney pleaded guilty to charges that he was behind a hoax that had a worldwide television audience believing his son had floated away in a silver balloon. Instead, it later became clear the entire event was a lie, designed to gain publicity. Larimer County Judge Stephen Schepansky put Heaney on probation for 4 years and ordered him to serve 90 days behind bars.
30 days of that will be straight time, meaning serving it in the jail. The remaining 60 days can be served on work release.
The judge delayed the sentence for a few weeks so that Heaney could spend the holidays with his family. His wife, Mayumi Heaney, faces 20 days in jail and 4 years probation. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 9 points at 10,474. The Nasdaq is up 15 points. This is NPR. Officials in Jamaica report 44 people were injured following an airline accident in Kingston yesterday. 2 people were seriously hurt. An American Airlines jet overshot the runway in heavy rain last night. It skidded to a stop just short of the Caribbean Sea. The cause of the accident is not known. Passengers reported turbulence several times during the flight from Miami. The UN Security Council has voted to impose sanctions on Eritrea, a country in the Horn of Africa accused of supporting insurgents in Somalia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Security Council members voted 13-1, with China abstaining, on a resolution that puts an arms embargo on Eritrea. The resolution also calls on member states to freeze the assets of and impose travel bans on any Eritrean officials or companies that violate the ban. Somalia's representative in the Security Council debate accused Eritrea of giving refuge to spoilers and of being a major factor in prolonging the conflict in Somalia. Eritrea's ambassador angrily denied the allegations. U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice said the Obama administration doesn't want to close the doors on Eritrea, but rather sees the Security Council vote as an opportunity for Eritrea to play a more responsible and constructive role in the region. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The train service linking Britain with France is slowly returning to normal. Eurostar says service will remain limited through tomorrow. Trains were halted last weekend after very bad weather stopped rail traffic through the Channel, the rail tunnel underneath the English Channel. Some people were trapped underground for hours without food, water, or information. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.